The lawmakers who will be watching the president on Tuesday include Senator Carl Levin of Michigan. He's the ranking Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, and he joins us now. Senator, welcome.
Thank you. Good being with you.
What, in your mind, does the president have to prove about Iraq?
Well, hopefully he's going to show that he's going to be working very carefully with allies through the UN. He's going to persuade the American public that this is a threat that military action is required to meet at this time. He's going to have to show that the UN is persuaded, it seems to me, and that we're not going to be acting unilaterally, because if we go it alone without UN authority, there are very, very heavy risks in doing it.
Well, now, where does the burden of proof lie here? Does the White House have to bring forward more concrete evidence than it has so far that Iraq definitely has weapons of mass destruction in some quantity?
Well, the Iraqis have the burden of proof to show they're disarmed, but we have the burden of proof, if we're going to initiate military action unilaterally, that is the right course of action to deal with a threat. I doubt that they've carried that burden, but we haven't carried our burden.
Senator Secretary of State Colin Powell spoke today in Davos, Switzerland. He gave a speech in which he suggested that Iraq still has a long way to go to show that it's disarmed. Let's listen to some of that.
Where is the evidence? Where is the evidence that Iraq has destroyed the tens of thousands of liters of anthrax and botulinum we know it had before it expelled the previous inspectors? This isn't an American determination. This was the determination of the previous inspectors. Where is this material? What happened to it? It's not a trivial question. We're not talking about aspirin. We're talking about the most deadly things one can imagine.
Secretary of State Colin Powell mentioning what he considers to be unanswered questions. Senator Levin, how cooperative has Iraq been, in your view, in trying to answer those questions so far?
Well, they've opened themselves up to inspections. In that sense, they've been cooperative. They've allowed the UN inspectors to go every place that they want to go. In terms of proving what happened to the deadly material that they had, they have not carried that burden of proof, it seems to me. But that doesn't mean that you initiate a military strike just because the other side has not carried their burden of sharing information with you. By the way, we have some, it seems to me, some critical information too, which we have not shared. And this was the point of my letter to the president last week, saying that we have begun to share only a small fraction of the material that we say that we have relative to the suspect sites in Iraq. And it seems to me it only makes sense that we provide this material to the UN inspectors.
Regarding these UN weapons inspections, how much time do you give them before you say they're not working?
Well, first of all, they are working. If they go to all the sites that they have information on, and if they, in fact, demonstrate that the suspect sites are not places where there are weapons of mass destruction, it seems to me that that at least would make the threat a little less imminent. And in the absence of an imminent threat, the use of a preventative attack militarily opens up some very, very difficult issues in terms of world security for us to initiate that kind of a preemptive attack.
President Bush has laid out an economic plan that centers around tax cuts. You can hear plenty of pundits and Democrats saying that the Democratic Party has had trouble articulating any real alternative to the president's leadership on the economy or any number of other issues. What is the Democratic alternative here as you see it?
Well, the Democratic alternative provides for a short-term stimulus. We put money short-term in the greatest needs. We avoid digging a long-term hole, which is what the Bush proposal will leave us in. They took a surplus, turned it quickly into a deficit, and now if their program is adopted, it will be a deficit as far as the eye can see long-term. What we need is the short-term stimulus, putting money into the pockets of the people who will spend it, and provide some spending for some infrastructure, which will create some jobs.
Carl Levin is a Democratic senator from Michigan. Senator Levin, thanks very much.
Good being with you, Steve.